Proclamation Number 044 on the 30th of May, 1938. Spirit of God. Germ of the love of God. Desire the Spirit of God. Then immediately everything in you will become active. The soul will turn away from matter, the flesh will renounce the fulfillment of its desire. Love will enter your heart, and so you will feel how everything in you becomes light and bright. And all this, if you long out of your own free will for the union with God. Every being carries within itself the germ of the purest love of God. Once it has risen in the heart, it then continues to grow, because the food that this little plant needs is supplied to it in the Word of God, which in its purest form forces its way into the hearts of people, where it is taken up and put to best use. A heart fed in such a way will during the earthly existence certainly not need to live in want. It maintains itself in vitality and only needs to love with all the fervor it is capable of. Then it will also soon be filled with the Divine Spirit, because the Father of the universe wants to reveal himself to such people. He nevertheless always selects those to such office, who carry the germ in themselves and care for the development of God's tender little plant. The Divine Teacher himself taught his disciples on earth never to let themselves be captured by matter, and so often gave them proofs through the most diverse people, on whom he fulfilled his work of love and introduced them to his wisdom and teachings. The greater the flame of love was in the hearts of the disciples, the brighter their spirit received what the Lord preached, and soon the disciples were so imbued with the Spirit of God that the work of the disciples on earth only expressed what was inherent in the Divine Master himself. An unknown power that expressed itself in deeds and words. Completely ignorant, simple people reached a degree of faith and maturity of the soul that undeniably surpassed their natural gifts. But with them was the Spirit of God, and a visible influence of this Divine Spirit was everywhere where it was necessary to lead erring souls onto the right path. So the Spirit of God is always needed where a people is to be awakened and guided, because man would lack all power, who would strive to bring teachings and wisdom only out of himself, which without the Spirit of God, would be only pure human work and as such transitory. Thus man can accomplish everything, the Divine Spirit works through him, and it will therefore always be man's most desirable task to prepare himself so that he is destined to receive the Divine Spirit, and full power then dwells within him, through which he can then accomplish what is pleasing in the will of the Lord and to himself. Amen.